107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Community theater is back. Joining us on the phone line is local actor John Butcher, and we're going to be talking about the show that he's in with St. Mary's Community Players. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is a pleasure to have you on the phone lines. John, let's talk about the play, the show that you're featured in with St. Mary's Community Players. It is the preview is Thursday, April 21st, and it opens Friday, April 22nd. What's the show, John?
Well, the show is a two-header. It's me, a crotchety old man. I'm Judge Biddle, a former attorney general under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and I'm closing in on my 82nd birthday, and I'm saying, you know, it's my final year, and I'm trying to get my life in order and all my papers and everything, and I'm going through secretaries like no business. None of them want to work for me.
Oh, my goodness.
And I keep claiming they're no good, and I'm firing them, but in reality, they're dumping me. Until my wife, who really can't get anything right, according to Judge Biddle, but of course she is always right, she talks me into hiring this young girl from Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And she puts up with a lot from this old curmudgeon until she finally says, enough, enough, this is how it's going to be. And guess what? He listens to her.
Okay. The play is called Trying. And John, how would you describe the play? Is it a comedy, drama, a bit of both? How would you describe this play?
I would say a bit of both. I hope at some times that you might get a chuckle out of some of the things that happen, and other times you might shed a little tear.
So the play is called Trying, and I like here on the press release with St. Mary's Community Players, not only is it the name of the play, but for the past 2 years, it's what St. Mary's Community Players have been trying to do. Now, this play was originally scheduled over two years ago, is that right?
That's right.
And you are going to be featured in the show, but now, of course, moving forward, St. Mary's Community Players Trying is going to be finally taking the stage after a two-year wait. So you must be pretty excited about this, John.
I'm very excited about it, and I've had, you know, over 2 years now to learn all the lines. But, you know, every once in a while, my old mind sort of fogs up a little bit, but we get through it.
Oh, stop, John. Now, can we do a shout-out for your co-star in the show?
Now, she's a young girl from London, and she is absolutely amazing. Natalie Haleba is her name, and oh boy, if I could ever work with her again, I would certainly grab the opportunity.
Oh, that's wonderful. And of course, directing this show is Harold Arbuckle, and John, you and I have done a few shows, or at least have worked with the Harold over the years. What a great director, great guy.
What an amazing man he is. He brings a little magic, and I don't know how he does it. He sprinkles it here and there, and things just come together that you think aren't going to work.
So we look forward to it. Now, John, have you ever done like just a two-person show? Certainly from an actor's point of view, that is not an easy thing to do, not an easy task.
Well, to tell you the truth, Jamie, I did do this very show with Harold 8 years ago in Embro.
Okay.
So Harold was, you know, very keen to do it again, and I remember him talking to me about it, and I remember him saying, you know, we'll do it in 2020. And I said, do you know how old I'll be in 2020? And, well, here it is, 2022, and we're doing it again. But it honestly feels like the first time again for me.
Oh, for sure. And again, the beautiful town hall, St. Mary's Community Players, such a great spot to enjoy some great community theater. So as we mentioned, the preview is Thursday, April 21st, and then the show opens Friday, April 22nd, and it continues those following weekends, wraps up Sunday, May 1st at 2 p.m. There's evening and matinee shows, also dinner and show options available. And of course, you can pick up tickets now. And John, I understand it's going to be sort of capacity to 75%.
That's correct. And they will not be selling tickets at the door.
Okay, so yes, tickets not available at the door, pre-sales only, so you can pick up tickets either with St. Mary's Community Players, their website, stmarys.ca. You can purchase tickets also at Sunrays on Queen Street East in beautiful downtown St. Mary's, or call 519-284-4826. for the play Trying. Not to be missed. Again, the preview is Thursday, April 21st, and tickets are very reasonably priced. They're $20 for the preview. General admission tickets are $25, and under 30 tickets are just $20. So that is awesome, John.
That is awesome. And I feel I should add that I believe masks will be required, and they will be checking vaccination status. So they'll be looking at your vaccine passport.
All right. So we're trying to play it as safe as best we can moving forward. But let's support community theater. It's back in St. Mary's. This show has been 2 years in the waiting, if not more. Trying takes to the stage at Town Hall St. Mary's with St. Mary's Community Players. John, we wish you nothing but success with this show. We're looking forward to seeing it, and break a leg, as they say.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Look forward to seeing you.